And you're listening to Morning Edition on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. It's 8:19. Joining us right now on the phone lines, we're talking to U.S. Senator John Bozeman, who joins us. And Senator, thanks for joining us this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Jonathan. Thank you so much, as always, for having me.
It's great to be able to have you on today. So tell us a little bit about, I know that there's been, you know, concerns about, February 15th, with another possible government shutdown looming. Tell us about what you're seeing right now by way of trying to get everyone together to be able to try to talk about a compromise to avoid another government shutdown.
Yeah, Jonathan, it's really important. I'm on the Appropriations Committee, so I've really been, in the middle of all of this. And hopefully, so far, it doesn't seem like the negotiations are going very well. And yet, like with lots of things, that could change. What we'd like to see is a movement with Democrats and Republicans agreeing on a number. Right now, people are pretty well dug in on both sides. So we want to do everything we can to avoid another government shutdown. In fact, that's something that, simply shouldn't happen, period. And I don't think that is going to happen. I think we will come to some sort of an agreement or some sort of workaround to this so that we can make it such that we protect our southern border. I think that most Americans are on board with that. The question with is how you do that. But I think at the end of the day, we're not going to have another shutdown and make it such that we can protect our border and know who's coming. We're a nation at war. We need to know for that reason. We have the illegal immigration problem. We have the drug problem that in Mexico, there's actually a drug war going on. We don't want that spilling over. So for lots of different reasons, the border needs to be secured. And I think there is some room for some common ground.
What do you think about what do you think it'll take to be able to get a compromise? As you know what the president is wanting, and you've heard about what some Democrats are saying. What do you think it's going to do to be able to get everyone together, excuse me, before the 15th to be able to avoid this?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure from the country. I know the people of Arkansas don't want another shutdown. I think that's true throughout the country. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on the negotiators to actually come up with a solution. I think, too, we need to talk in different semantics. The president talks about building a fence, a structure, whatever we call that, a wall. But along with that, he wants $5.6 billion for that. Most of that construction cost it costs to build the fence, but most of that has to do with the roads that you need to get there, the lighting systems, again, the technology, which a lot of Democrats don't seem to mind paying for that. So if we can compromise on the fence aspect and agree on the ancillary infrastructure, then I think there's some room to negotiate there. You have to remember this: what the president wants to do in this particular section, this particular year, it's about 70 miles. It's the most highly trafficked area in human smuggling, human trafficking, and then also the highest trafficked area in drug smuggling. So it is something that, and I've had the opportunity to be on the border several times. When you talk to the border guards, when you talk to the people that are in charge down there, but also the people on the ground, they all agree that this would be very, very helpful in them doing their job.
What do you think about some who've said that there's money the Homeland Security has that they've not spent yet that they could use to be able to do some of the things that the president's wanting instead of adding, in that regard that Homeland Security has? How do you respond to that?
Well, there is dollars that aren't obligated yet, but to their credit, and I've seen the plans and this and that. In fact, I was actually in charge of Homeland Security for a year and insisted that they come up with a worksheet, something very transparent. So that money, I guess you could say is not spent, but it is obligated. And so as you know, in building any sort of project, particularly when the government's involved, it's hard to get things rolling. And once you do get things rolling and get the land acquisition, things like that, then it goes pretty rapidly.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Senator, but I think I read somewhere that that there was legislation that I think a couple of senators had put in that would permanently prevent the government from ever shutting down. And I may be wrong on that, but what do you think about some sort of legislation that would totally prevent anything like this from ever happening again, where the government would just never really shut down?
I actually think that would be a good idea. Sadly, the reality is it's Congress's responsibility to get the appropriations bills done, and we were on track. Last year, we had 75% of it actually funded, which was a record. That hadn't been done in decades. So this is a partial shutdown. It's not a shutdown of the entire government that we just went through. But we need to do two things. It has to simply be the top priority to get our funding done through the regular process. But also, I was a co-sponsor of the bill last year. We're looking at it this year, you know, see if there's been any changes. But I think it would be a good idea to take that off the table. It's just not, I've been through a few of these now. It's simply not productive. It's not been helpful in any sense of the word. In the past, it hasn't been this last time. And so anything that we can do, whether from a legislative standpoint or whatever, primarily, though, it's the responsibility of us as members to agree and simply not use that as a mechanism if we don't agree.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. Let's switch gears. Let me talk about the State of the Union. I know that's coming up on Tuesday. What do you hope to hear from President Trump? What are you looking for him to be able to say when he addresses Congress and the nation on Tuesday night?
Jonathan, we've got so many things going on right now, and it's sad that things like, you know, the disagreement on the southern border is overshadowed and this and that. But we've got our domestic problems, but we've also got our international problems. We've got North Korea. Talks are going to be going on there and trying desperately to get them to denuclearize, and that would be a tremendous thing for that part of the world. We've also got the president's plans on Syria. We all want to get out. The question is, how do you do that? How do you do it in a way that makes it such that the gains that we've had, the hard work, the sweat, the blood, the money that's been expended there, that we protect that so that doesn't become an even worse situation. Afghanistan, you say the same things about that. So we've got all of these things going on in the rest of the world, our NATO partnerships, and then our domestic things. And domestic, you could kind of count that internationally too, because of the situation that we've got with our trade war going on with China. So lots of different things going on, and I hope the president will address that. It all comes down to, so importantly, jobs in the economy, making sure that we provide a playing field so that our businesses or individuals that work so very hard can take care of their families and make a living wage.
Here, this is 2019, so what are some of your goals? What are the things you're working on this year?
Well, I'm, you know, one of the guys on the Ag Committee, so we're going to be working very, very hard to get the new Ag Bill implemented, make sure that it's implemented in the way that Congress designed it. The good news is we've got an excellent Secretary Perdue, who understands agriculture. It's so important for Arkansas. 25% of the economy, 1 in 6 jobs. You get into areas like Jonesboro, your listening audience, it's even more important there. You know, instead of 25%, it's probably 70% or greater. So that's really important. We have a new veterans law that makes it such that it's going to be a lot easier for veterans to get health care, not have to wait as long, not have to travel distances like they have in the past. So, again, getting that implemented, making sure that that's done in the way that Congress intended. Transportation, infrastructure, that's an area that traditionally Republicans and Democrats have worked together very well on. And I think there's a possibility of actually getting some things done in that regard. Certainly education, trying to make it such that we can support our states so that we can give people the tools and the abilities that they need to be able to compete and work in the new economy, in the age of artificial intelligence, robotics, all of those kind of things, so that they can be successful.
And let's go back to agriculture for a second. I talked to Representative Rick Crawford a couple weeks ago, and he said there could really be some movement by way of Cuba and how that could help with Arkansas agriculture. What are you hearing on that regard?
No, we've worked really hard, Jonathan, on that, and the Cubans import about 80% of the food that they eat, and so it could be a great market. We were able in the last farm bill to insert a provision that allowed all the federal marketing dollars to open up to Cuba, start encouraging them to buy in the limited way that they can to buy our products. So that was not a great step, but it was really a significant step in the right direction and a foot in the door. So we're hopeful that we can build on that and make it such that we can open those doors, not only with Cuba, but in the negotiations that are going on with China, opening those markets up more. We're so blessed. We've got the cheapest, safest food supply in the world because of the hard work of our farmers and our research and all of those kind of things. But we desperately need to find new markets all of the time.
Yeah, and you referenced China and that, there's been, of course, in the past a lot of concerns about the trade war that's been going on between the United States and China around this time. Your thoughts on that?
Well, the trade war is such that we've definitely got their attention. I think either today or yesterday they came out with the fact that the Chinese manufacturing base had shrunk for the second month in a row. And so China's a country, a huge country, that needs to create 20-some-odd million jobs a year, or they'll have social unrest because of that gigantic population that they have. So because of that, the Chinese seem to be willing to make it such that we get a level playing field. In the past, and it's not an exaggeration to say that they've cheated, they've stolen, they have not acted in the way that they should. This is something that needs to be addressed, and the president he campaigned on it, and sure enough, he's doing it. And the good news is that I think both sides now, it's hurt us also, but both sides now, I think, are working very, very hard to reach an agreement that would be good for both countries. That's really what it's all about.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman, we've run out of time, but thanks for joining us. Look forward to talking to you soon.
No, thanks so much again for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, very good. That's U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU.